thank you for listening. Miigwech bizandawiyeg. And I will see you again. Gigawabamin. Minawa. Hawa.
You are listening to the Thursday Morning Show, KEXE, KBXE, member-supported radio for Northern Minnesota. I'm Heidi Holton with John Bauer. Coming up at 9 o'clock, it's our extra hour of the morning show. Sarah Bignell will be your host. She is bringing us music and conversation about the decision later today by Governor Walz at 2 o'clock on schools this fall in Minnesota. She'll talk with some students and some teachers, and then we'll check in with them again tomorrow after we hear that announcement. And don't forget, tomorrow on KEXE, KBXE, Governor Tim Walz joining us for the statewide conversation produced here at KEXE, KBXE. You have a chance to ask the governor a question. You can email covid@ampers.org. We're going to see some sun today with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s, maybe some clouds, light and variable winds, clear skies overnight with lows 51 to 58, sunny tomorrow, 81 to 84, and just a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid 70s.
We'd like to thank Grand Rapids GM, located on Pekegama Avenue South, carrying a complete line of Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, and GMC vehicles, an inventory of new cars, and a dedicated service department to serve you.
It is 8:49. You're listening to the Thursday Morning Show. Now we're finding out about something new in the Grand Rapids area, a collective workspace. Joining us now is Megan Kellen to talk about CoHouse. Megan, thanks for being here.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful backdrop. Megan's joining us by Zoom, and she gets to be outside right now as we, of course, all try to stay safe during these times. Tell us who else is joining us.
Emily Bougeau and Kelly Kabatoff will be popping on here in a second as well.
Great. Well, yeah. Tell us where the idea for CoHouse came from and why you think it's something that's needed in the Grand Rapids area.
Absolutely. So we've been talking about this idea for some time now, I'd say a couple years. And Kelly and Emily and I all met when we moved to Grand Rapids. And we all needed the same sort of thing. So we connected on that level and thought, you know, I think we all came together with our own. Emily, I'd love to hear your input here too, but you know, when Emily and her husband had come to town, they had come from a different co-working environment, and I had a co-working space in both Boulder and Frisco, Colorado. And I knew the power of collaboration. I knew the power of community and networking that we could bring together, and we needed it really. So, Emily, take it.
So I think I was really intrigued with how many awesome people I was meeting when we moved here who were just like creative people, entrepreneurs, business owners, and the idea of having a place where we could run into each other and like see each other more and work together and collaborate was really exciting and something that I really thought or think is missing. And my husband has worked as a remote worker, he worked at co-working spaces as his primary workspace, not like a one day a week sort of thing. Like that's where he was going all the time and meeting all of these awesome people that he was starting to network with. And it was just like an amazing spot to go every day and had all the resources that he needed. And mostly, I mean, it really comes down to the people that he was meeting that were the highlight though, that he's still in contact with and still doing, you know, working with on different projects and things like that.
So Megan, who's this designed for? Is it designed for people who are new to town, people that maybe can't afford a space, people who just want to get out of the house?
All of that and more. We, especially with the current environment, I think that what you'll see come to life here are people that have maybe transitioned through the pandemic or are currently working out of their basement in a cabin or something, right? We're seeing a lot of people come to the North Country and are able to work remotely now more than ever. initially we thought of this to be a space where if you didn't have the ability, or you didn't need the ability to have a permanent space, this could be somewhere that you kind of pop in on a membership basis and either rent a desk or, you know, a little bit more of a deeper level work space. So, you know, we've got printing and fax capability. We've got highest technology coming in.
I think it has a lot to do with the sharing culture that is, I don't think it's a new thing. It's something that's making a comeback. Like, we used to be a community of people who did a lot more sharing, and then everything kind of went into its own, like, you have to have your own space and you have to have your own printers and your own resources. And that's what it takes to get a business started or to have a business that thrives. And now we're going back to this, like, we can share all this stuff and it can be super flexible. It can accommodate you if you're just here for the summer and you're working, like Megan said, out of your cabin, or if you work here full time, or if you're a freelancer who needs a place for a couple days a week, or someone who just needs a place to meet clients because the coffee shop isn't that place right now. Like, whatever it is that you need, like, we're here to accommodate that in a way that works for everybody and at the various levels of your business or your craft.
So when you say, Emily, resources, sharing resources, so you've talked about maybe some technical, electronic resources, but what are other things that you mean by that people can share if they're part of it?
Yeah, things like a photography studio, a podcast room, so audio-visual equipment, meeting rooms, so it's the spaces and the resources that come with those spaces. And so there's like the physical things that we share, but then also our skills and meeting professionals that have skills and resources that you need, that you can connect with and team with, really.
So Megan, when people have a business, they usually want somewhat privacy. You know, they don't want to hear, what can you physically describe the space to us?
Sure. So the space is an interesting one because everything depends on it. We have looked at a lot of buildings and we had our heart set on, you know, something that at the end of the day, we just outgrew just even with the space in our mind. So we finally found this old church. It's 3,000 square feet. It's got three levels, the third being a choir loft that we're turning into a conference room. The main level is going to be, and Emily, we're kind of brainstorming this. We'll send you guys pictures too. You can find the pictures online at www.cohousemn.com. We've got these visions and SketchUps, but really it's, you know, somewhere that people can congregate and have their own private space if they want, or even, you know, bring it to a meeting level, grab a coffee, maybe a pastry or something on the main level. And then there in the basement, we've got a commercial kitchen. And that's where we're thinking you'll be able to rent out your deeper level office space, as well as two more conference rooms.
That's Megan Kellen. We're talking with Megan today, as well as Emily Bujold, about fundraising and a collaborative workspace for Cohouse in Grand Rapids. So you guys were like a lot of businesses that are affected by the pandemic, but especially as you were trying to start up. I wonder if you'd talk a little bit about that, how you need help from the community, and then how you will assure the people that would use it that they will be safe there.
I'll jump in here.
Okay.
I think we did put off our funding campaign for a number of months, just knowing that it wasn't quite the time. So COVID really did hit when literally like the week things were coming out from the government, the week that we were planning on launching our campaign. So we kind of held off, but we really were ready to get going. And we recognize that there's a need here as well. For all of us, and especially after this, when we're ready to get back together, I think people are going to be excited to see each other, excited to collaborate, excited to team up a little bit more, and just like be in one another's presence as well, and help each other from a, you know, skills standpoint. So we want to be ready to do that when the time is right. And our funding campaign is for the community. This is a project that we're passionate about because we feel the impact can be so big on the community. And so part of this is just like letting the community kind of buy into that and also see the value in it. And then we're ready to build it. So that's the, as we look to the community for funding, that we need the funds, but then also their support in saying like, yes, I value this, whether or not I'm going to work there, and I see what it can bring to our community.
And how about thinking about, you know, how people, we hear from experts, the pandemic is not going to be over come election day or come this fall. How will people be able to stay safe and, you know, require masks and do stuff like that?
Yeah, we've given that a lot of thought and definitely honoring all of the safety measures and sanitation restrictions that we've got out there. So just as hotels and restaurants, which we both are in that industry already, just as they're doing, we're going to abide by that. Not something that we're real concerned about abiding to, right? So this is a big area, and we're just going to keep rolling how we can and how we know. And you know, hopefully create a safe space, not only in that sanitation sector, but really in sharing ideas and just, you know, bringing it to a new level of in our community.
You can find more information at Cohaus, it's HAUS.com, including their Kickstarter campaign where people can donate to get this off the ground. Is that right?
Absolutely. This project does not happen without our community support. We're really, Emily, Kelly, and I, we're really just sort of spearheading this and volunteering because we know the necessity of it all. But the Kickstarter that you're going to see there, if we don't make $50,000 through these memberships, the project doesn't go through. We don't have the ability to buy the printers and the fax machines and the desks, all the movables. So Blandon has graciously given us a grant. They're going to match dollar for dollar up to $50,000. And truly, you know, we've got 2 weeks to make this happen, and every dollar counts.
Cohaus.com or call us for more information, 800-662-5799. Megan, Emily, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.